Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
To O'Neal. He puts it on the deck, cut off by Doncic. Now keeps going. Hands to Rudy, who bobbles, recollects, and dunks! And a foul! Oh, flex, Rudy, flex!
Hi, this is Rudy Gobert, and this is your Jazz Game Rewind.
Hello, Torrey Reese here to bring you another edition of your Jazz Game Rewind. Well, we were treated to a spectacular thriller between two of the hottest offenses in the NBA when the Dallas Mavericks came in on a Saturday afternoon and the Jazz would win in a thriller 112-107. They would end the game on an 11-3 run, and in a game that they trailed most of it. The time, the duration that they led this game was 1 minute and 17 seconds. But hey, they would go on to win this one, making it their 19th out of 21 ball games that they have won. They're the hottest team in the NBA. There's no doubt about that. Now, again, like I said, for most of this game, they trailed by as many as 13 points, but we're going to drop you right in because this game went down to the wire. So we're going to drop you right in on the action with David Locke and Ron Boone on the call. 2:55 left in this ball game. The Jazz trail at 102-101.
Three to play. Curry guarding Bogdanovich. He shoots a three over the top. He hits. Bogey with a filthy three. Left wing, Doncic. Up to Finney Smith, driving on Gobert, into his body, tries to step through, and they call a foul on Rudy. 2:37 left, Rudy has five fouls. No good. Jazz are still only down one, and you get chicken. I'll give you details in a second. 102-101, Dallas by one, 2:26 left. Bogdanovich guarded by the 6'3 Curry, drives with the right hand, right through the middle of the lane, and draws the foul. Hardaway checks in for Finney Smith. 2:18 to play. Nope, they're going to go Boyan again on Curry. Three, over the top again. Result this time is a rim instead of net. 102-101, Dallas by one. 2 minutes left. Luka has Rudy at 25 feet, slightly angle right. Puts the leather between his legs, drives with the left hand, retreats out. Now attacks again with the right hand. Ball fakes into Rudy. Makes the shot off the glass and in. First points of the fourth. Luke is so special around the rim.
Right.
104-101. Dallas by three. 1:45 to play. Donovan to the front court. Guarded by Hardaway. He's done a great job on him all night. Comes off a pick. Luke defending. Step back three for the tie. Yes! 100% reason to remember his name. Donovan Mitchell. Tied at 104. O'Neal guarding Doncic. Luka, right-hand drive. Brings the dribble back. Tries again. Loose ball on the ground. O'Neal has it. Jazz with a steal. Minute 18 to play. Donovan to the front court. Donovan to the left side. Donovan retreats out. Gets a pick from Gobert. Tied at 104-107 to play. Donovan down the lane. Donovan to the rim. Donovan misses the layup. Rudy taps it up and in. 8-2 run. Utah leads at 106-104.
One.
Top to Doncic. Donovan switches on it. Doncic one-on-one on Donovan. Drives the right hand. Cut up by Gobert. Kicks to right. Over the wing to Hardaway. Three ball good. Tim Hardaway Jr. Great basketball. 107-106. Dallas regains the lead. Here comes Donovan. He's been brilliant in the clutch. After a slow start, comes off of Bogdanovich pick, splits it, attacks, kicks to the corner. O'Neal for three. Rolls Royce! 109-107. 38 seconds left. Doncic to the front court. Jazz by two. Picked up by O'Neal. Takes a right-hand dribble to the sideline. Chest it to the top. Driving to the basket to right. Blocked by Gobert! Rudy Gobert with an unbelievable block at the rim! And they foul Donovan two times! Unbelievable, Rudy Gobert! They spun him around like the coyote in the Roadrunner cartoon, and he still came back and blocked it. Insanity! Ingles needs a timeout to inbound. I need a timeout to realize what I just saw. Insanity, Rudy Gobert! 23.3 seconds left. You can inbound in the backcourt if you need to. Donovan goes to the corner, gets pushed, lays it up. No, he almost made it. So Donovan Mitchell will go to the line.
The only people
three
sitting.
Dribbles and spins it. Rattles it in. 11 fourth quarter points for Donovan Mitchell. 111-107. Here comes Luka. Crosses over. Step back three. Bank no. Follow no. Rudy rebound. Outlet to Ingles. A whistle and a foul. Utah. Somehow, some way, is going to come back and win this game. 112-107. Inbound to Porzingis. Guarded by Ingles. Ball fakes. Takes the three. Misses. Rebound. Donovan. Jazz win. Donovan escapes into the front court, dribbles it out, pounds the ball to the ground. Jazz close on an 11-3 run. Truly, this was the story of the two seasons. The Jazz have won close games, and the Mavericks haven't.
See, what did I tell you? A thriller, an absolute spectacular game to watch for both sides. Obviously, Utah fans deservingly happy about the result of this game. But it was just a fun game to witness, a fun game to be a part of, and a fun game to see go end-to-end, wire-to-wire action between two really good offenses. Now, although Donovan Mitchell had some clutch baskets down the stretch, Bojan Bogdanovic also added some threes, as you heard in that game. I'm going to have to give the player of the game to the two-time defensive player of the year, Rudy Gobert. He was 8 of 8 from the field, 17 boards, and 5 blocks. But probably none more impactful than this game-changing block on Mavericks' right.
Doncic to the front court. Jazz by 2. Picked up by O'Neal. Takes a right-hand dribble to the sideline. Chest it to the top. Driving to the basket to right. Blocked by Gobert! Rudy Gobert with an unbelievable block at the rim! And they foul Donovan two times!
Now, a lot of people, especially here in Utah, think that Rudy Gobert is going to get his first nod to the All-Star game. And I think that this performance right here will solidify everyone in Utah, and probably he put the nation on notice on how good he is as a defensive player of the year. But his offensive game is coming into play too, scoring 22 points in this one, and he's been really, really effective at the line as well, 6 of 9 from the free throw line. There were a lot of different reasons why the Utah Jazz won this basketball game, despite the fact that they trailed for 58 minutes in this one. Now, Luka Doncic, he got out to a fast start, 16 first half points, 23 points in three quarters, but was held to 2 points in the fourth quarter on three shots. Donovan Mitchell, although he had only 9 of 25 shooting, he had 11 fourth quarter points, really stepped up in the clutch, as you heard that game tying three pointer for him. 9 of his 11 points were based off of 3-point shots in the fourth quarter, so he was very clutch. They used an 11-3 run to close out the game as well, and clutch shot from Bojan Bogdanovic, who had 23 points but clutch play late, and then Royce O'Neal. The fact that shooters shoot, he had this mentality. He was only 1 of 5 from deep, but really, really did not blink when he had his opportunity to put the Utah Jazz up late with a 3-pointer to really close out the game. Now, if you want to get more out of this game, you can head over to Locked On Jazz to listen to the podcast, the post-game podcast of David Locke and Ron Boone, really share their insights, their analysis, and their breakdown of this thriller. And they can also take your questions on Twitch, on Facebook, on Twitter to really get you connected and really interact with those two great gentlemen. As well as if you want to catch the Utah Jazz back in action here on at Vivint Smart Home Arena, you can get your tickets at utahjazz.com for Monday night showdown between another Western Conference power in the Houston Rockets when they take on James Harden and Russell Westbrook, and that will be a fun one. Well, this has been your Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Torrey Reese. It's been a pleasure. Have a good night.